Too many people use their own inventions to try and recover from divorce and end up becoming a patched up version of their former selves, hobbling through the rest of their lives, settling for a life of less than. This is a podcast where we explore a much better way, a life rebuilt on Christ using His Word and His sacraments in His Catholic Church to allow you to emerge from your divorce a new version of yourself, living an abundant life filled with an extraordinary amount of purpose, peace, joy, and love. This is Vince Fries, and welcome to the Abundant Life Podcast. Well, I'm continuing on the theme of the top 10 mistakes that Catholics make after divorce. And today I want to talk about the Mass. One of the biggest mistakes that Catholics make is not going to Mass. Or not going to Mass often enough. So first of all, as Catholics, we are required to go to Mass every Sunday. We have every Sunday is a holy day of obligation, and it is a sin if we do not go to Mass on purpose. So I would encourage everyone to recommit if they're struggling with that weekly commitment. To go to Mass every Sunday. And I'm going to really talk about why Mass is such a great gift, especially when you're going through such a crisis and a tragedy of divorce. This is one of these great gifts of our faith that can be so helpful to us. And hopefully once you understand it better, you'll definitely want to make sure, you know, you want to go. You want to go Sunday and more often. And praise be to God, we have, for most of us, have the ability to go to Mass every day. In much of the United States and in most countries that are developed, you have, a Catholic church nearby, and they typically have daily Mass. So you absolutely want to avail yourself of that as often as you can. I'm going to explain why this is so important. Well, first and foremost, and I've talked about this in another podcast, that the Eucharist is present and available to you, okay, at the Mass. So you can receive the Eucharist at the Mass. So that's top of the list. But since I've already talked about the Eucharist, I really want to focus on other aspects of the Mass and why simply going to Mass can be so healing, so helpful, so strengthening in your daily life, especially as you deal with this crisis, and why you really should avail yourself of it as much as you can. So, story, the day after everything hit the fan in my marriage, I mean, the night before was a brutal night. My former spouse had revealed to me that she was miserable. And while she didn't say she wanted a divorce, it was clear that there was a huge problem because there was some things going on that I became aware of. And so my life was shattered. And I remember getting up the next day and just kind of numbly going through the motions of getting ready to go to work. And as I was driving to work, turned right to go to work or left to go to our parish. And I was not in the habit of going to Mass during the week. I was, you know, committed for the most part of going every Sunday. But this was a work week, and I just blindly just turned left to go to my parish. And I don't really remember exactly why. Probably because I wanted to seek advice from the pastor. I was in crisis mode, and nobody in my family knew at this point what was going on, and I just needed help. I needed some guidance. And so I think that was my motivation and to go to the church that morning. And so when I got there and I walked into the church, I saw people going into the day chapel, into the small chapel, and Mass had just started. And so I just walked in. I just kind of like a robot, just kind of followed them in. And I was in a huge amount of pain, as I'm sure all of you can realize, can understand. And I sat in the very back pew, you know, just a wreck, barely able to contain my tears. And I just sat there. And I remember when I sat down, I felt this real sense of relief, you know, like, you know, I'm feeling a sense of relief already, just being here. And, you know, I just numbly went through the mass. And when I went up to receive, you know, again, I felt this sense of peace and a sense of relief. And over the course of the next couple of months, as this crisis was heightening, mass was the only place that I found that relief. It was the only place that gave me any sense of peace. It was like a pause button in my day. And I'm sure all of you can relate to this, that when you are in the crisis of divorce, it's constant. It's a constant crisis, a constant emotional pain, a constant knot in your stomach, a constant weight on your back. It's, you know, I describe it as like, you know, if you're able to sleep, that's the only relief you get. But the second you open your eyes, there's this split second where you don't realize you're in this crisis. And then, boom, it comes fall flooding back. And that's the reality of every day, is that constant crisis, that constant anxiety, that constant worry, fear, you know, all these emotions, anger. And so... that is the day in the life of somebody going through a divorce. And for me, that certainly was my reality. And the only place I found any kind of relief was going to Mass. And I really didn't understand why. I just knew it helped me. And I needed that. I needed that pause button every day in my life. So I started going to daily Mass. And then on my journey of faith, I began to understand really what was going on in the Mass. And it helped me understand why I was getting that relief, why that peace was present. And I want to explain some of it to you now so that you'll understand it. And this is no accident. This was no coincidence that Mass was bringing me peace. I mean, first and foremost, our Lord becomes physically present at the Mass. Okay, so He's the great healer. And like I said in my podcast on the Eucharist, you need healing, right? So get yourself in the presence of the divine healer. And Mass does that for you in a very powerful way. What the other component of Mass, now you can go, you know, to be present to Christ in the Eucharist when He's in the tabernacle, or in adoration when He's exposed, and be present to Him pretty much anytime you want. So you don't need to go to Mass to be present to our Lord. But what you are doing when you go to Mass is you are witnessing a miracle. Okay, you are witnessing a miracle. Could you imagine if you were alive 2,000 years ago when Jesus was walking the earth and you knew somebody who had this illness, let's say a leper, and you watched this person struggle with this for years and years and slowly fading away as their skin is, you know, getting rotted off their body. And then Jesus comes along and touches them, and boom, you watch that healing happen. You see that person be restored to the fullness of life. How would you feel? You would be in total awe of what you just witnessed. Your heart would surge with joy and with excitement over witnessing a miracle, over witnessing a life restored, right? That's how you would react. That's the emotions you would feel. Well, Mass, you're witnessing a miracle. So just by witnessing that miracle is going to restore you to some degree, restore your hope, restore your peace, restore your courage, restore your strength, you know, restore your ability to cope and deal with the crisis that you're in, because you're witnessing a miracle. Now, what miracle are you witnessing? Well, you're witnessing Christ becoming present, bread and wine being transformed into the body and blood of Christ. Now, Scott Hahn's got a great book called The Last Supper, and he describes the Mass in detail. I really recommend you read that book. But one of the way he describes the Mass is he describes we are witnessing heaven and earth touching, because the priest is acting really as simply an intermediary between heaven and earth. And through him, this miracle of the transformation of the bread and wine into the body and blood is happening. And that requires supernatural grace, and that's a supernatural act. So when that happens at Mass, at the consecration, when the priest is praying over the bread and the wine and then holds it up, boom, at that moment, that's when heaven and earth touch. And that's when heaven comes down and interacts with earth in a physical way. That's what happens at every Mass. That's what happens. And most of us don't either know that or don't really focus on that. So we just see Mass as this, you know, set of words, set of actions, say this, do that, stand up, kneel down. And we totally lose sight of what's really going on. Well, even if we don't understand it, like me, when I walked into that daily Mass that day, you still get all the benefits. You're just not aware of why, or you're not aware of, you know, you can't put your finger on why you're feeling this way, why you're feeling better, why you're feeling a peace. Like I couldn't. I just knew there was something really comforting about the Mass, and I needed that desperately. But that's what's going on. Just because you don't understand it, when you're in the presence of God, it's going to change you. It's going to impact you in a really powerful way. And so that's one of the main reasons why Mass is so important. You need that interaction with God, because he brings with him all that is good. And that's so much what you need right now. Now, let's go a little bit deeper here. When you go to Mass, you are also becoming present to Christ's passion and crucifixion. Okay? So when the priest says, do this in remembrance of me, using Christ's words, that remembrance is not just something in your mind, but it's actually a physical remembrance. Through the actions of the Mass and through that, you know, the consecration, you are becoming present to Christ and his sacrifice for us on the cross. So it's like you're being transported back in time. And why is, you know, maybe we can't really get our heads around that, but why is that so important? Well, because God is love. And the greatest act of love in the history of mankind took place on Good Friday, when Christ, God, became man and gave his life for us. He paid the price for all of our sins so that we could get into heaven. Not only, you know, all of our sins for eternity. He knew what they were for each one of us and gave his life, the greatest sacrifice of love. So that was the greatest act of love. And when you go to Mass, you are witnessing again that great act of love. Okay? So our hearts are made for love. And God is the only person that can fully fulfill our yearning for love. Other people certainly give us glimpses of that, right? But only our hearts are restless, O Lord, until they rest in thee. That's St. Augustine. And that really is saying that only God can bring us true peace. Only God can take away that restlessness, that ache, that longing in our heart for love. He's the one that can fully complete that, okay? You know, going back to Jerry Maguire movie, he's the only one that can complete you, not someone else, okay? So when we're at Mass, we're witnessing the greatest act of love. Now, our hearts are made for love. So like John the Baptist, when he was in his mom's stomach, in Elizabeth's stomach, and Mary, you know, brought Jesus in her womb, present to him, he leaped. There was a reaction. There was a reaction to his presence. And that's what happens in the Mass for each one of us. There's a reaction in our hearts. There's a recognition in our hearts of true love. You know, our hearts are yearning. Our hearts are searching, you know, for that true love, that pure love that people cannot fully give. Your former spouse, your children, your family, your mom, your dad, they love you, okay? But it's not a full, complete love. It's not the purest form of love that God provides, that our Lord provides. And he provided that pure love for us on Good Friday when he died for our sins. And the Mass brings you back to that. So you're witnessing this pure act of love, and your heart resonates with that and leaps with that joy of recognition, whether you understand it or not. That is the reaction that you're going to have. When you become in the presence of pure love in the Eucharist at Mass, your heart reacts to it because it was made for that. It's been longing for that. It's been searching for that your whole life. And there it is. It's finally, you've made this huge discovery. Like I made that huge discovery that day when I stumbled into Mass. And my heart reacted. So that's the great gift that Mass provides you. Oh my gosh. You know, knowing what I know now, you know, I would have done things so much differently. I would have been going to Mass every day. So I urge you to go to Mass as often as possible. Your heart needs to resonate with the pure love of Christ. And that's where you'll witness it. That's where you'll experience it. That's where your heart will recognize it. And that's one of the greatest gifts of our faith. And, you know, I say this all the time, that if you have to go through a divorce, thank God you're Catholic. Because you have these great gifts that can help you. Our Lord knew of your suffering. Knew that you were going to suffer before you did it. He knew that he provided this as a means to help you. He provided the Eucharist. He provided the Mass. He provided all these gifts of our faith, these sacraments of our faith, to help us. And the biggest mistake we all make is not taking advantage of them. So I urge you to, you know, certainly go to Mass every Sunday, but go to Mass as often as possible, at least once or twice during the week. Most Catholic churches have daily Mass. It's not uncommon they have daily Mass, you know, in the morning and in the evening. The parish I go to, pretty much every day, there's a morning Mass and an evening Mass. So you can work it into your schedule somehow, some way. And when, hopefully now that you have this understanding of what's going on at the Mass, you will seek it out. Your heart is seeking it out, okay? And it will resonate with that pure love when it experiences it in the Mass, when you witness it and participate in it, right? We participate in the Mass. We are active in the process. We are praying along with the priest. And we are witnesses along with the priest of this miracle of the bread and wine being transformed into the body and blood. We are witnesses to the greatest act of love this world has ever known. Our Lord Jesus giving his life for us on Good Friday. We are going back to that. And we are becoming witnesses to that at every Mass. And like John the Baptist, our hearts jump there's a resonance. There's, you know, things click, and what we've been really longing for is found at the Mass. Take advantage of it. Go to it as often. Go to Mass as often as you can, and I guarantee you, you will experience a peace like you have not known and like you've been searching for. God bless you.